Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
21 million rand in Johannesburg backdated refuse recalculation bill to be challenged in court. Property Owners and Managers Association in the process of launching an application on challenging the lawfulness of the city's actions. We want to try and understand a little bit more about this story because it ultimately affects each and every one of us. Angela River, General Manager at Johannesburg Property Owners and Managers Association. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for inviting me.
We wanted to try and understand what this is. Look, we've always had this love-hate relationship with Pick It Up, haven't we?
Yes. I mean, we're talking about rubbish here.
Wow. You are welcome on my show. You will fit right into this show.
When people ask me what I do for a living, I literally say sewage and rubbish.
Right, you deal with rubbish all the time. I get it. All right, so Angela, what is the situation?
So, look, first of all, the city, in the city bylaws, they've always had this option to charge properties per unit within the last 2 or 3 years, but they've never actually gone out and implemented the tariff. Somebody at Pick It Up must have woken up in November last year and realized that there's an opportunity to get more money out of their clients, their customers, and retrospectively backdated all the Pick It Up charges for the last 4.5 years, changing the tariff from per bin to per unit. So what that means for a developer is before they were paying per bin, so they might have had 10 bins on site at 30 or 100 rand a bin. I don't know the exact amount of what the per bin charge is, but what they have done is now they've retrospectively gone back, and the average unit now, the cost per unit now is 98 rand per unit. So if you have a building of 100 units, you are now going to pay 9,800 rand per month for your rubbish to be collected.
And and this is being challenged, right?
Sorry?
And this is what's being challenged?
This is what is being challenged. So our argument is, first of all, within the 2 years that they've gone back, which is 2018-2019, their bylaws don't allow for them to charge block of flats a per unit tariff because they fall with what the city started this program called the Urban Development Zone, where people within a certain development zone get rebates and support from council in order to uplift those areas. The inner city falls into a UDZ, and the tariffs clearly state that you have to charge the residential tariff, which is per bin. So we can definitely challenge on those first 2 years. The last 2 years, 2020-21, our argument is that their tariffs are not fair and equitable, which falls under a policy called PAJA, which I'm not a lawyer. Apparently, lawyers even find it very difficult to explain it. But my understanding is the PAJA Act keeps municipalities behaving in a lawful manner. So our second part of our application is about, is backdating this fair and equitable, considering the markets, considering what our country has been through with the pandemic? A lot of people have lost their jobs. The affordable housing market is one of the markets that have suffered because a lot of our tenants are the waiters, waitresses, people who are in that low to middle income bracket, and they are the ones who are going to suffer the most with these tariffs.
The contract, the City of Johannesburg contract with Pick It Up, what is that? Are they independent operators? How does it work? How did they get this contract?
So up until a couple of years ago, the entire municipality fell under one umbrella and everyone kind of worked together and it was one municipality. One of the previous mayors decided to split all the entities. So now what happens is Joburg Water, City Power, Pick It Up and the billing all run independently of each other, which is insane.
Right.
Which is also one of the reasons why we have so many billing issues in the city. Because nobody is talking to each other. Everybody's a little running themselves how they seem fit. And yeah, it's causing a lot of billing mistakes, a lot of miscommunication. So the correspondence that we were privy to, it looks like somebody in Pick It Up decided that this is what they were going to do, and they sent a written instruction to the revenue department and said, we are now backbilling all the properties, and we'll be sending you updates on how we want the billing updated. And then the billing department just did what they were told. So, yeah, look, the city is on a what they call a revenue enhancement program, which sounds as dodgy as it
is. I'm just going to say, if ever there was a veiled cloak of something, just to say that sentence again.
Revenue enhancement program.
Wow. Revenue enhancement program. Gosh.
It sounds as sinister as it is.
There's no doubt.
Because it's not just refuse that they are backdating. They've also backdated sewer, which is something that we are going to be taking on. We just, we've actually got two and a half cases that we are taking counsel to court with. So the refuse is the biggest one because that affects the majority of our members. Sewer is a little bit more complicated because they've changed the sewer tariff based on the descriptions of properties. So before, if you were in a sectional title, you were considered a sectional title. Now they're calling that a multi-dwelling unit because it's got more than one entrance. So they've kind of made it as complicated as possible through their descriptions of the different property types, which is also what we are challenging. The big thing for us is that their tariffs don't speak to their budget. So every year, the city, it's happening now, it's called the IDP. You can comment on the budget, you can put your input. That is the budget that is then signed off by the mayor and council. And that budget over the year is in total contravention of the tariffs that the city has been setting and billing. So we're challenging that as well, saying you can't have your tariffs not speak to your main budget documents.
Absolutely. In terms of the new mayor, has there been, and the new dispensation, the new order, has that made life easier?
No, not my life. We have tried to meet with the new mayor twice. She has cancelled twice for various reasons. Before we went to court, we sent a letter from our lawyers saying, look, this is what we've picked up. Please, can we meet to discuss it? We would like to have an open discussion with you about it. No one has come back to us with regard to any of our correspondence. So we just decided, you know what, if they're not gonna write back to us, then we will go legal and to the press. Because I've been working in the inner city now for about 16 years, and one thing that I can say for certainty is that council jumps when the press are involved. Legal papers mean nothing.
It's all about publicity. One of our listeners asking, how does one join this class action?
Well, there's two options. You can either join the class action as an applicant on your own and then contribute towards the legal fees, or you can join JPOMA as a member and then you're automatically part of the class action. It is a voluntary association.
Right. All right. Brilliant. That is absolutely fantastic. It is 8:20. Yeah.
Sorry, what was that?
Right. No. Do you have a way? Is there a website that we could?
Yes. So it's www.jpoma.co.za. My contact details are on the website.
Absolutely brilliant. Angela River, General Manager at Johannesburg Property Owners Managers Association. It is 8:29. Thank you for bringing us up to date on that.